describe where you were in your business? What were some of the challenges that you were dealing with at that time?
I came to you for support. I came for definitely guidance, and I think now looking back, I came to you for a transition time. So I came in a space where I was like seriously, like I had no clue what I was doing. And I think that transition was so important because it really developed, me as a person in general, but more so as like taking a look at what my business is and how I can carry on doing a lot more with it. So I think the challenge was that you kind of came in with my transition, and I do struggle with transitions because it's like, bigger step, more commitment, and my fears are commitment.
Tell me a little bit more about that fear of commitment, though. Like, what is, can you name what the fear is? Like, when you commit, is it like a fear of failure or is it something else?
I think now, again, looking back and just having all the opportunities come my way, and like I said, I went from gigs that I was making $400, $500 to 1,000, halfway through you, and then to 10,000 towards, the third quarter of our coaching program. And I think that that is just, pure results, right? You see a coach help you with numbers. I mean, that's just like logic. Something's working. And like I think, like I said, for me, it was also I was really in the nick of it, and you were supportive, but in a way also pushing me pretty hard and challenging me the way I think and opening up more of space to think bigger and broader, and to step out into my uncomfortable zone and really take on fear. And then leading back to your question, where does fear come from? So fear comes from failure, maybe a little bit. I think for me, it's more about success and responsibilities. I'm a free spirit. I'm a traveler. I've always been like, oh, let's just do what Lee wants to do, or this is getting too hard or too boring for me. I want to try something else. And inevitably, I was running from myself because I didn't know how to create something that was meaningful and very grounding. And I think I seek people that can challenge me, and I seek, to be around smarter, more intellectual, more connected people because I want them to bring out the best in me. And I think having you as a coach like that was super helpful. You hung out and you didn't let me push you away, and you managed to grab me back somehow every time. And that takes skill, Stephanie. So first of all, thank you. Because I am a fairy, and you kept pulling and pulling me back and grounding me and getting me through real big stages. And I mean, now I'm a permanent operated catering service, and I literally every other day get a request. I mean, I'm building community. I'm building something real, and people are feeling it and sharing it. And you have been a big part of that growth. What my expectations were, I would reach that, not understanding that I could reach more very quickly. So, I mean, if, if in terms of recommendations, I think that that's a pretty big skill set you have, Stephanie, to be able to really empower somebody else's thinking. And I mean, mindset is, I'm learning now very, very quickly, is probably the most important part, except the idea of being an entrepreneur. It's really controlling the way things are receiving and outputting, and I think I every day I'm learning more and more about that.